District mit Fourth and Roebling auf Flux FM am Mittwochnachmittag. Heute Abend, ich hatte es schon erwähnt, steht die Band aus den Vereinigten Staaten auf der Bühne des Privatclubs. Jetzt sind sie aber erstmal bei mir im Studio. Wir quatschen über die Aufnahmen mit dem großen John Congleton. Wir sprechen über das Album A Flourish and a Spoil, das am kommenden Freitag, also übermorgen, erscheinen wird. Wir sprechen über die Tour, die gerade läuft, und über vieles mehr. Ich sage zunächst aber mal willkommen, Rob, Connor, Braden and Pat. Welcome and hello the District.
Hello.
It's no problem. Thank you for the music. To quote ABBA once again. So how have you been? How's touring been so far? You've been busy, quite busy, especially during the last few months, right?
Yeah. Well, we were pretty busy for a while, and then we just, before the album came out, we had pretty much like 3 months off.
So wow.
We had a little bit of time to relax, but now we're getting busy again.
Cool,
so
cool, cool.
That's good.
So where are you coming from today, actually? I didn't...
From London.
Out. From London,
yeah,
okay.
We just flew in.
You played a show there as well?
Or? Yeah, we played Paris and then London. Now we're here. And then
who writes the itinerary, actually?
Yeah.
Like, let's play a show in Barcelona and then yeah. one in Hamburg, maybe. Then we'll go
it's
to Iceland,
yeah.
then back to Greece.
Yeah.
No, but yeah. as I mean, you're young guys. You're yeah. made for the yeah. for the maybe more complicated road test, I think.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, congratulations on your new LP, A Flourish and a Spoil. It has been recorded with John Congleton, who had yes, previously yeah. worked with beautiful artists that we love, like St. Vincent, Strand of Oaks, Swan, and many, many more. Yeah. How did you guys find out about John, or did he find out about you?
Pretty much through those albums that you just mentioned.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
like his previous work.
Yeah. yeah.
So I'm fans of it. So.
Yeah, you're a fan of Strand of Oaks, I can
yeah,
imagine.
Yeah, great, yeah. Philadelphia.
He's yeah. Philly, yeah. Ah, yeah, he's yeah. from Philly. And there's, yeah. I think there's parallels in the sound and in the sound yeah. philosophy.
Definitely,
as
yeah.
well,
yeah, yeah,
with the Strand yeah. of Oaks. So you guys were like, oh, I love his work, so let's contact him. And he was
yeah, I mean,
he was on board. Like,
he was our number one choice, and then our label like reached out to him, see
cool.
if he was interested, and he was. So
cool.
He got
sounds good to me.
Yeah.
He's known as a man, when it comes to bringing power and a certain amount of distortion to the band, he's the guy that you want to call,
yeah.
right? It's like,
yeah.
oh, it sounds pretty good, but I think we need a little more, more bald for that
yeah.
sound. So we'll call John Congleton.
Yeah.
How was working with him? Did you have to discuss a lot with him, or did he immediately feel you and then just do the things that he did?
He pretty much got in the zone right away. He's, yeah. he's very, like, we had one conversation ahead of time with what we wanted out of the album, and it was pretty much all the exact same ideas he had, so we felt like it was going to be a good fit, and then we pretty much just went for it. And
cool.
We joked around a lot. He's a really funny, weird dude.
Oh, that sounds good.
So
to
that
me.
Was good. Yeah.
So how much time did you spend in the studio then?
9 days.
Wow, that's fast.
It was supposed to be 10, but we flew there, and the airline lost all of our guitars, so it turned into 9. I had to wait for them to get there.
But I mean, for a young band like yours, you've lost your equipment quite a few times, right?
Yeah.
What's wrong there? Don't you just lock the fucking bus when you leave it?
We do. Yeah, we've had some bad gear luck. But
yeah, I hope that's going to change, man.
Yeah, it's all fun, though. It's
yeah.
all good.
But I mean, that's a good sign for a well-oiled machine, for a well-oiled band.
Yeah.
It's just using 9 days. If we don't have 10, we'll record the thing in 9. What's wrong, John? Come on, let's start it. I mean, I imagine it to be like that. That sounds good to me.
Yeah.
I found out that you, I think Pat has come into the band a little
yeah.
later.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
all of you guys, you started playing together in school, right?
Yeah, yeah, like 5 years ago.
Cool. Now, how important is that for the development of the band or the tightness as well? Because I know for a fact that if I had been playing with a few guys for a few years, the whole thing, it starts really to melt into one
yeah.
kind of
right.
element. So how important was starting the thing at school?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's definitely helped a lot. I think it definitely helps just like the kind of unconscious interactions,
mm-hmm.
like where we just kind of know how each other will play. So it makes it easier just to kind of work off of each other and work together in that sense,
yeah.
which is good, yeah.
I think there's an interesting thing that I saw a few weeks ago in which scientists were measuring the brain waves of musicians who were jamming with
really?
Each other,
mm.
and they found out that the waves are perfectly synchronized, like
really?
Even
that's
more
crazy.
Synchronized as if you'd be like checking out each other or something.
That's really cool.
And then you know that if you look at a musician sometimes, or if you jam along and you just look at somebody, that one look can have many informations in it.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You better slow down a bit. The solo starts in 10 seconds.
Yeah. Stuff like that definitely.
Yeah, lots from of here. Like cues that you kind of just reach out, like look out for.
Don't really go like that.
Like always about to.
Yeah, it's like just figuring something out. Like
that's those are the advantages of a band that's been playing with each other for a long time.
Yeah, it's fun.
Before we talk a bit more, before we listen to a live version of one of your songs, let's listen to another album track. This is Peaches, Die Districts nochmal und ein Auszug aus ihrem Album A Flourish and a Spoil. The Districts nochmal mit Peaches vom übermorgen erscheinenden Album A Flourish and a Spell. Nice song.
Thank you.
And a nice jam that ends the song. Sometimes there's moments on that album where you sound like a jamming band. How do you actually write and produce songs? Are there songs on the album that have been written by jamming, or is it more like a creative process where you bring the songs and the band tries to manage stuff around it?
There's certainly like maybe parts of songs that have come out of jamming, not usually like a full thing. I'll usually have like a basic idea of a song, like lyrics and like basic chords, and then we get together and we'll like kind of jam on the rough idea, and that's where sometimes like other like kind of jamming aspects will come into it. But then there's a lot of like we'll just have like a lot of conversation and try different structures, and like definitely the finished product is always from like a collective kind of working on the song, which works well for us.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. And I really think it's an interesting approach to talk about the music again, you know, because I know so many bands are just, they're either like led by one guy and they're just playing what he says or she says, or they'd be like forcing their licks into the music without asking, you know? I want to play that. No, you shouldn't, and stuff like that. Yeah. You guys still share a flat in Philadelphia, or was that?
Three of us do.
Okay, cool.
Pat lives in a different place, but.
Not anymore.
You're homeless.
Well, not.
He's made it, right? Joined the district. Had to leave his flat. He's a homeless guy right now.
No, beautiful.
Ruining, sorry.
Yeah, you're ruining my life.
He is emotionally inept now.
But the three of you.
I can't feel.
But the three of you still live together.
Yeah, us three, and then three of our friends from our hometown all live together in Philly. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Okay. Nice. There's other faces then, because I imagine that to be pretty hard. Like being on tour forever and then coming home, it's the same faces again. Like the bus faces again. But there's other faces in there. Cool. So tonight's show, you're gonna play the whole record. You're gonna.
Right. Most of the songs.
Yeah. Gonna show the Berlin people what it's all about, right?
Yeah, sounds good.
And then on Friday, people can buy the album in Germany. That's a cool thing, too.
Yeah, it's streaming.
It's streaming already.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, cool. Also, wer sich die District heute Abend reinziehen möchte, der hat dazu Gelegenheit im Privatclub ihre Platte. A Flourish and a Spoil, die kommt erst übermorgen raus. Man kann sich aber heute schon die ein oder anderen Stücke vorspielen lassen von der Band im Privatclub. Oder man kann auch streamen ihre Scheibe. Die ist im Netz durchaus schon anhörbar, die Scheibe A Flourish and a Spoil. Rob hat mir jetzt versprochen, dass er mir noch ein Stückchen live spielt. Und zwar auch ein Stück von der neuen Platte. Which song are we gonna hear, Rob?
I'm going to play Heavy Bags.
Heavy Bags. And right after that, I'm going to give away some tickets for tonight's show. Before I do that, we'll listen to The Districts live.
You've won. There's about a thousand lies flushed down Fairmount Park. The needle on the thread line stitches, tries to wrap it seams down all our babes. We cast down silent sounds since we decayed. Heavy down. Who are you fooling? I am not as bright as any fool could see. And I knew you weren't living, do you? Hey, it's the city, maybe sometimes, not constantly. You're blind like the lovers make go. Sex and now you find me not yet. Just need to breathe, 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 breathe. Giant lions sleep on the heavy bags. Ooh, reeking of shameful missteps. Well, I guess you're to blame now. Whining, sighing like sheep on the dirt. Out and bruised back and just wondering where the hell I came down, down, down. Meditate on the spaces left rotting, the emptiness refuses. This one outweigh the one you left, I said. On the heavy bass, ooh, reeking of shameful missteps. Well, I guess you're to blame now. Whining, sighing like sheep on the defeated grace. Applause for the district live. Auf Lux FM, thank you for that beautiful performance, Rob.
Thank you.
I want to wish you the best of luck for tonight's show.
Thank you so much.
Pat, good luck for a new flat to you as well. And I'm going to give away some tickets real quick for tonight's show. Wer also heute Abend im Privatclub die großartigen Districts sehen möchte aus Philadelphia, der ruft mich jetzt an unter der 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Den Anrufern und Anruferinnen sei gesagt, das geht heute Abend verzerrter und lauter zu als eben bei uns im Studio. Viel Spaß also heute Abend im Privatclub bei den Districts 030 2000 9000. Das ist nochmal die Nummer zum Glück. Und hier geht's weiter mit Strand of Oaks. Die habe ich jetzt nochmal auf den Plattenteller gelegt. Thanks again, the Districts. I hope I'll see you soon.
Yeah,
bye bye.
Thanks so much for having us.